Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Rick
Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Rick, before we get into the homestand highlights and big concert this weekend, I saw a whole lot of people posting pictures with Snoop Dogg when he visited last weekend. I don't know if I didn't see you. Did you have an audience with Snoop?
I was a few feet away, but I actually did not. He was surrounded by cameras and players, and it was great to see him, and he was hysterical on the broadcast, but next time he's in town, I think I'm going to have dinner with him.
You guys exchanged numbers.
I swear, you were the only one that didn't get that picture, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it was great. I mean, he threw some balls in our batting cages. He threw out the first pitch. He did a few long inning on the game. He talked to Euchre by FaceTime. I mean, he did everything. I thought he was going to come and serve hot dogs and pour some beer and do some of my work.
He seemed like he would do whatever. Hey, Rick, Kenny Chesney at the ballpark this weekend. Kenny Chesney and others. Interesting, it's happening at the same time as Summerfest, but obviously you believe that there are only a few tickets still out there, so clearly it didn't matter that these two big competing music events were happening.
No, I think the reality is, you know, the promoters know exactly how to work with schedules of others, and yeah, we were not concerned. In fact, you know, we've got 41,000 tickets sold for the concert tomorrow, and there's maybe 800 tickets left. But yeah, it's great. So it's great for music fans. If you're not a Chesney fan, but you want to go down to Summerfest, there's great opportunities there, and you know, we have a great relationship with Summerfest. So you know, there's certainly enough people to enjoy both activities.
And clearly, this seems to be working for Chesney because he's been at the stadium before.
Yeah, this is his fourth concert here, and you know what, he's a great performer, huge following, and he loves playing here. He loves playing in a climate controlled environment with a roof. And you know, while the stage has him covered, he doesn't want his fans to get wet. And he loves playing here. We sell it every time he comes.
So Brewers return home. We'll have the Rangers on the front end of the next homestand, and then the Cubs come back to town already at the end of next week.
Yeah, so we're selling standing room only tickets for the Cubs Saturday and Sunday games. Some tickets left for Friday. Obviously, some good availability for Texas. But, you know, we're going to have the defending world champions in town. And then, you know, the Cubs, for a whole bunch of reasons, always a big draw. And these should be good games. And the standings in our division seem to change. As long as we're in front, I don't care. Right. But, you know, one day the Cubs are in second. Another day the Cubs are in fifth. So you never know what you're going to get.
So you had Snoop throwing out the first pitch not that long ago. You got Summerfest taking place. That means who knows? Someone else might be throwing out the first pitch.
We're always open to celebrities and people who want to have fun. And, yeah, so Snoop was sort of a legendary experience the other day, and we're getting a lot of attention, which is great. He's an icon.
And we were joking with Craig Kishan, who was on this time with us a couple of days ago, about how, you know, All-Star voting is open. Of course, a number of Brewers, I think, ought to make this team. Of course, William Contreras tops on my list.
Without a doubt.
We're joking about how it used to be back in the day. I went to that game, the mid-afternoon game against the Blue Jays the other week with my oldest daughter, and she said, I keep seeing vote Brewers. What is that about? I'm like, well, it's All-Star voting. I'm like, in our day, you'd get the usher to give you a stack of about 30 of those punch-out tabs and think you were doing your part.
Oh, I remember those days, and you'd try to take a pen and push as many as you could, and yeah, we've certainly modernized the system, and you know, unfortunately, you're limited to how much you can vote, but the fact that Contreras and Christian Yelich are the finalist positions, we want Joey Ortiz, the rookie, to make it. He's close, so yeah, there's a lot of deserving Brewers.
Rick Schlesinger with us on Brewers 360 today. Have a great and successful weekend, Rick, and we got the homestand coming up next week.
Thanks, Vinny.
And once again tonight.